Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about That's a Woman? Well, let's go. Yes, friends, this video would have been better if I did it on Tuesday instead of Thursday. Then I could have called it Tranny Tuesday. But it's Thursday. It's close, right? Does it count? Does it pass? It's like these people. They kind of look like women. Do they pass? I don't know. It doesn't matter. This video is about trannies. Doesn't matter if today is Thursday, right? Well, let's bring up some clips. Yes, friends, I have a clip of a father and son. I'm guessing it's a father-son. Remember, it's Tranny Thursday, so... Can you guess who is the one that's going to be the tranny and who's not? I don't know. Well, it's the magic of fucking stupidity, right? Dumb people. Shocker. Well, let's play the clip.
He called me ugly on the inside and the outside. I'm sorry, but he's just wrong about the outside part.
There you go. Your father turns into a faggot. Daddy dearest, then you have to learn from this motherfucker. Ooh, maybe this fucking son of a bitch conceived you wearing that fucking weird getup. If that's your fucking dad, what does your mom look like? Oh shit, your mom probably is Ellen DeGeneres, right? The degenerate. But that's the shit that we're living in, right? Yes, people think that because you're a tranny, you could do whatever you want. But no, that is delusional. That is gender dysphoria. But people are fucking weak, stupid, and retarded. So what can you do, right? I got ideas, but I can't implement them yet. Yes, Project Mayhem, right? 2.0. let's continue. Did you just hear what that sick degenerate said? He said, or she said, whatever. Do you think I'm cute? Fuck no. Yeah, this fucking motherfucker is probably molesting his fucking child. Yeah, is he a pedophile? No, because technically this motherfucker is a teenager, so... Unless he's 12 or her, whatever. No, this motherfucker most likely is a Phoebe-file. He probably grew into that, right? Let's continue. Yeah, people need fucking help, don't they? Fucking world that we live in. Yeah, there's all these fucking people, they lie, they are fucking fake, they're artificial, they just playing games with you. Yeah, all they're trying to do is steal your fucking mind so they could do their perversions. But you gotta tell these fuckers, go fuck yourself, just saying. But yeah, it's like we're talking about delusional people. Look at this fucking tranny. Yeah, this lovely lady is a man. And this motherfucker is trying to search for love. So let's see what this weird construct has to say, right? Let's roll it.
So today, happened again. It's been happening more frequently. I had another guy ask me for my number.
Yes, friends, would you mistake this fucking creature for a female? I wouldn't. This motherfucker looks like one of the devil's rejects, right? Just saying.
Cute black guy. I mean, he was crying in my car about it.
Oh, yes. Who would have thought it's a fucking nigger? Of course. Yeah, my experience with black people is that they're very thirsty, thirsty, simpy-ass motherfuckers. Yeah, they fucking perpetuate this fucking bullshit. Well, they are emotional people, so I guess they have something to relate with, right? Well, anyways, let's continue.
His children, and as soon as we were talking about things that I like, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, we should hang out, give me your number.
Yeah, you're probably telling that sick, thirsty-ass nigger all the weird fucking shit you're into. Yeah, all the weird, degenerate sexual bullshit you like. Yeah, you could probably shove fucking all kinds of fucking things up your ass, right? Yeah, but you could shove fucking, like, I don't know, maybe pull fucking balls? Yeah, you put the ape on the side pocket, huh? Let's continue.
And I was like, wait, hold on, let's stop right there. And I decided to tell him that I'm trans. If you want to go any further, I was like, if you want to go any further, you should know that I'm trans. And
but it's
yes,
done.
It's a good idea. You tell people that you're a fucking tranny. Yeah, that you're a guy in disguise. Yes, you want to do all kinds of shit with this fucking nigger. Have him shove all kinds of stuff up your ass. Yeah, you're a fucking sick degenerate.
Goes, but that's
the world
that
we live in.
Right
These
out,
people think
right
that because they dress like women that they are women. You're fucking stupid. But what can you do, yeah. right? I don't know, man, but we're going to be doing this shit. Okay. Yeah, me personally, I just think that these people should be fucking locked up in a fucking mental institution and not let out until they fucking stop doing that shit. But I don't know. Are they going to start making straight camps? They used to have them back in the day, but, you know, whatever fucking tickles your pickle, right? Anyways, let's continue.
His first response was, what is trans? What is a trans woman? And I was like, okay, see, you know, this is not going to work out, and I'm not going to explain it to you.
It's not that hard, you dumb fuckface. I'm sure you don't want to deal with the fucking pushback, but yeah, just say you used to be a man, and you turned your outie into an innie. That's all you have to say. But it is what it is.
And he was like pretty offended, and I was like, no, I'm not going to explain it to you, because as soon as you say something that's going to offend me, I'm going to get mad, and that's exactly what happened.
Really? Did anything happen after you started talking shit to each other? with a side order of fuck you sauce? Well, let's see what happens. I'm sure some magical shit does happen, right? Let's continue.
He was like, oh, so you're a man. I'm like, oh, wait, stop right there. No.
So what, are you gonna lie to this nigger and tell him that you're actually a woman? What the fuck, man? Certain people sure love to lie, don't they? Fucking delusional fucks. But yes, don't worry, this special place is for fucking people like this, right? Just saying. So let's continue.
He was still pretty polite. I ended up, like, giving it to him.
Ooh, shocker. The nigger went for it. Are you surprised? I know I'm not. That's what they fucking do. Do you know that in Texas they call them bullfrogs? Yeah, because supposedly bullfrogs in Texas, the males even fuck each other, just like niggers. So anyways, let's continue.
Because he still wanted it. But I just gotta say, it's a difficult life as a trans woman. Oh my god, is it ever gonna work out? I never find anybody, nope.
Well, maybe it's a good thing you don't find true love, because if you find somebody to be with you, and who knows, imagine you having children? Fucking A, the shit that you would do to those kids. Fun times indeed. But anyways, speaking about fucking crazy ass trannies, look at this motherfucker. Yeah, this is the tranny that made the tranny flag. Look what the fucker says.
Sexual excitement! Top the list of what came over me while wearing women's clothes. Monica Helms.
Fucking whatever Helmsworth. Yeah, this fucker did all this shit. I do have a clip about this fucking weirdo, so let's play that. Oh yeah, and disclaimer, remember friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals, so yeah, don't go around hurting trannies or whatever. Don't worry, they'll do that on their own. So let's continue.
My name is Monica Helms, and people know me as the person who created the trans flag, but I did more than just create the trans flag.
Oh yeah, sure, I bet you did a lot of contributions to human society, right? You did all kinds of things, huh? Did you cure cancer, you fucker? Yeah, this fucker thinks that he's fucking did all kinds of big fucking cool things. But in my opinion, these fucking trannies are just fucking delusional pieces of shit. So what can we do, right? Let's continue.
Cabinets are not new. In 1974, I was in the Navy, and...
Yeah, man, what the fuck's up with fucking the Navy and faggots? Yeah, are you a faggot and you go in there because there's a lot of butt buddies in, up there in sea? Because of the seamen? Or what? Or do they have some kind of weird fucking Lazarus pit when you go into the Navy, you turn into a faggot? Well, I don't know. Has anyone been in the military, in the Navy specifically, that came out as a faggot? Let me know in the comment section, right? Oh man, let's continue.
That's when I realized that I would like to dress as a woman. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what I was. I just knew that if the Navy found out that I was doing this, they would kick me out.
Well, when you join the military, you're supposed to defend your country, not to fag off, but I guess in your case, you could do both, right? Fucking A, man. These people, these sick, degenerate people, instead of doing what they're supposed to do, they're being retards, right?
When I actually did get to finally transition, it was not a very comfortable time.
Well, yeah, of course it's gonna be fucking uncomfortable as fuck if they grab your fucking cock and they fucking slice it up and they butcher it and they turn it into a pussy. Yeah, that's what they do. They grab your cock, they slice it, and then they shove it inside of you. And that's your pussy. You're a fucking retard. God damn it. I wonder if you have fucking like phantom limb syndrome for your penis. Fuck. Well, anyways, let's continue.
This is my Darlene.
I am currently married a little over 5 years to a wonderful woman.
What the fuck? You married a woman? Is that a woman? Fucking yeah, right. It's two fucking dudes. They fucking dress like bitches to fucking do this shit. So what, they tranny lesbian couple? Power trannies? I don't know. That sounds so stupid. Hey, at least these people do have something in common with fucking regular females or cis women, as they fucking say. They both have bitch brain and they do stupid bitch moves, right? Well, let's continue.
Darlene Wagner.
Yeah, look at these trannies. They met in a gender-free fucking dance. Fucking stupid-ass fucking dumb syndrome. But hell, this is 2026, and we're gonna keep on doing this shit until fucking something breaks. What's gonna break? I don't know. Let's find out.
Two trans people in a relationship can be very good. We know what's going on in each other's mind.
Well, yeah, you both are fucking insane. That's what going through the tranny mind. You do some fucking crazy shit and you think people need to accept this. You're fucking stupid. Nobody wants to eat your bullshit. Yeah, you people are insane. Yeah, you cut your dick off and you say, oh, I'm a woman. You need to fucking love me. No. If you want to be a sick, delusional degenerate, cool. Just do it in your own little fucking corner because I do not want this shit, right? Just saying.
What I like so much about Monica is that she makes me laugh.
Well, the first thing...
Well, I give you weirdos this much. You are funny looking, so let's laugh.
I said I liked about Darlene was her butt, but I, most of all, I love the fact that she's a very wonderful, sensitive person that loves me as much as I love her. We go to bed every night saying I love you. We wake up every morning saying I love you. She's a very romantic person.
You're the person.
Yes, friends. You see, even trannies could find love. But me? No, I can't because I'm a regular guy. I'm just mentally unstable. Ooh, shocker. But women like fucking mentally unstable dudes, right? Right? Well, I guess not me because, I don't know, it don't matter. I don't need no one's love. I got my loyal subscribers and people that actually want to hang out with me and do cool stuff, right? So I gotta be making fun of these motherfuckers because these people deserve it because they're pieces of shit, right? Just saying. So you guys be awesome, take care of yourself, and do the things you need to do to survive. Because look at the bullshit that these people are creating. No, we gotta stop this shit. And you need to level up so we could move forward. And don't worry, we will make a badass fucking future. It's gonna kick ass. We're gonna have blackjack and hookers. So till we see you again, goodbye.
Blair's a good person. You look like a woman. Blair White's done nothing wrong. Your bones look like a woman. We're very blessed to have you as an amazing, beautiful, smart person. My genetics says this is a woman. You're an articulate, amazing person, a beautiful person. The way God works mysterious ways, it creates beautiful things. It just shows you how God works in mysterious ways. I know this in my heart. You're a good person. You love the children. You're the perfect spokesperson. This is what they probably should have done over at... Bud Light. But inherently, at a spiritual level, I realized that God's working through you, and it's an amazing thing.